And now your Federal News Radio cybersecurity update, mornings at 30 minutes past the hour, brought to you by HP. The federal push to cloud computing has finally reached the ears of Congress, which was having a hearing yesterday, as we heard about from Max Kakis earlier. One of the people testifying was Nick Combs, a 25-year veteran of federal services. He was a senior IT leader in the Army Defense Intelligence Agency and in the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. Mr. Combs is now the Chief Technology Officer for EMC Federal, and he joins us with his views on the risks and opportunities in the cloud. Good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning, Tom, and thank you for having us here today.
Okay, let's talk about from your military perspective and your intelligence background, which is, you know, 25 years, as we mentioned. Is cloud computing realistically doable as it's being pushed in the format from OMB?
Well, cloud, as you know, comes in many different flavors, and it's definitely doable in the military and intelligence, but today there's still significant security concerns, and the chairman and all the committee members yesterday was very concerned about security. But today we can implement private cloud environments inside federal organizations and still provide the security and protection necessary to control and protect the nation's secrets.
So it is realistically doable as long as it meets the certain criteria for security. That's going to depend on the agencies that use it, though.
You're absolutely correct. But all the federal agencies have public-facing information, and that public-facing information can be put onto a public cloud today as long as those cloud providers provide the necessary protection mechanisms to ensure that they can deal with security breaches, because it's inevitable that information will get spilled. So you have to have the ability to clean that up. But where sensitive information exists today, we can still gain the benefits of cloud services by implementing technologies inside federal organizations to gain those efficiencies.
Well, let me ask you this question. The thing that people worry about most in their own systems is hackers getting in through, you know, insecure holes, you know, software vulnerabilities, or they manage to get hold of passwords and so forth. And so that's something that agencies try to keep patched. And so therefore you would say to your cloud provider, we want to make sure that you stay patched. But are there any security issues that are unique to the cloud that you might not face in your own data center?
Absolutely. There's, let's face it, cloud computing brings a whole new set of security challenges because boundaries as we've known them in the past no longer exist. We're actually creating a much wider attack surface. You mentioned patching, and if you listen to SANS, the number one threat to cybersecurity is unpatched systems. We've already proven that we can't keep up with the volume of patches that take place today. So we have to look at security in a whole new manner. And that's through the identities of who's getting access to our environment, and then put protection and controls around the information to prevent spillage of information.
So let's talk a bit about your testimony yesterday and the main point that you wanted to get across to lawmakers. What was that, and how did lawmakers receive you? How'd they respond?
I think lawmakers received very well. Basically, yesterday was, and I applaud the members for bringing together government, academia, and industry to discuss this, and I also applaud their attentiveness and their knowledge of the subject area. What I wanted to get across actually was a lot of points, but my focus was on security because that is the most significant challenge and concern of our federal IT leaders out there. And bottom line is that we can do cloud today, but let's make sure that we do cloud right and we engineer security into the solution to prevent significant challenges and problems in the future.
And we're talking with Nick Combs. He's Chief Technology Officer for EMC Federal. And let me ask you about that for a second. EMC, a large vendor, they also own RSA, which is the biggest encryption products vendor. And so I wanted to ask you, if you can, what role encryption plays in this whole cloud complex, because a lot of agencies talk about encryption. Sometimes it's difficult to actually implement encryption.
Yeah, and we're very fortunate to have RSA on the team as the security division of EMC to bring that expertise. And I've frankly worked with them for many years. Starting my career in NSA, encryption has always been something of significant importance and a passion of mine. And public key encryption protects your information today, especially in the financial industry. If anyone does online banking, they're protected by public key encryption to secure those transactions. Government is finally starting to realize that this public key encryption is pretty solid and can protect most of the information that's out there today.
But can it be put in such a way that it's not a bother to the people just using the systems minute by minute, day by day?
Good question. And that really goes to a culture that we have to change within the government on mandatory two-factor authentication. What we have to go is to more of a risk-based security model. If you're going into your office every day, the same day, logging onto the same computer, you may not have to implement a two-factor form of authentication because, you know, it's a risk. It's much less risk. But if you're on the road traveling with a laptop, in order to provide a little bit more assurances, maybe we give you a two-factor authentication. We're getting away from hard tokens and having soft tokens inside the technology components. Definitely, it's always going to be a little bit of burden to the user, but we have to measure the risk and implement the security required for the situation.
It sounds almost like the user needs to take even more responsibility here because technology moving so fast, things do change, baking that security in, something may evolve between point A and point B. The onus is on me to make sure that the system's secure.
But it's also on organizations. If you've ever you've used adaptive authentication, if you've ever traveled outside your normal pattern and had to put your zip code in at the gas pump,
yeah,
right. That's one level. It's really not that difficult, but it's flexible and allows you to implement security controls in whole new ways.
Now, getting back to the OMB and the hearing, you know, Vivek Kundra has been pushing cloud computing, and that's all you hear CIOs talk about. Did you get the sense yesterday that Congress has bought into the idea? Because it seems like that would be a factor that would help cloud take root much faster.
Congress has definitely
bought into
the idea. And but they are concerned, and frankly, they're hearing a lot of concern from CIOs across the government, frankly, around security. But we are spending far too much money on IT today. The average organization is spending more than 70% just on keeping the lights on in organizations. I've seen organizations within the federal environment with my travels as much as 85% of the budget just to keep the lights on. So we have to do something different here. Congress recognizes that, but also realizes that there are valid security needs that we need to address.
So the bottom line here is the issue of security then. That's really the main mental and physical roadblock to really getting cloud computing to become SOP.
I would say there's one other one that's actually a little bit harder, and that's culture, right? We have to do IT different. We've been building IT systems for the last 40 years the same way, monolithic, stovepiped environments. That's what IT specialists are comfortable with today. So we got to change the culture. We got to get them more acceptant of change in what's happening in the technology world.